The story is told of a great disaster at sea. The ferry loaded down with people and their automobiles had failed to shut its doors properly. Not long after embarking on its journey, the ferry began to take on water quickly and to sink. The ship rocked back and forth a few times and then listed entirely to one side, allowing even more water to fill in through windows and doors. The passengers and crew panicked as the scene immediately turned dire. But in the midst of the panic, one man, not a member of the crew, but rather a passenger traveling with his wife and children, took charge. In a clear voice, he gave orders, and the people around him listened. They were relieved that someone was in charge, and following his orders, many made it safely to the lifeboats. At one point, the man made his way deeper into the boat where people were trapped. There, he formed a human bridge, holding on with one hand to a ladder and with the other to a part of the ship that was nearly submerged. One person after another climbed across his back to safety. The man himself also managed to escape, and despite being hailed as a hero, has struggled for years with his memories of that fateful trip. But it was his voice, his demeanor, his actions that saved dozens of other passengers that day, including his own family. And all because in the midst of the chaos, he remained calm and decisive. And the others sensed his authority and they followed his lead. It is a remarkable thing to stand in the presence or to follow in the footsteps of one who has authority. There's something different about that person, something that is quite often too difficult to define or to describe. By the first century AD, Israel was a sinking ship, generation after generation failing to stay faithful to the call of their God. The need and the desire for someone, anyone, to right the ship and to save the people was at an all-time high. It seemed that everyone who stood out, spoke out, called the people to repent, was examined to see if he was the true Messiah, the reappearance of Elijah or Moses. The people were desperate for someone to lead, to overthrow the occupying Romans, to reestablish the throne of King David. And into that sinking ship stepped Jesus. They, Jesus and the first disciples, went to Capernaum. And when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. The synagogue was likely a large building, and many of the citizens of Capernaum, a bustling lakeside city, would have been attendants. Every week they gathered to hear the scriptures read and interpreted, to pray for daily strength, and to praise the God of Israel. Here the scribes expounded the lesson and taught the people what God's word meant for them. Here then, Jesus appeared among the scribes as one of the teachers, as a rabbi. But immediately, the manner of his teaching created astonishment among the people. Whereas the other scribes relied upon the authority of the scriptures and of their tradition, Jesus spoke as a prophet, relaying a message straight from heaven and acting as if he had been assigned to speak in God's own name. Jesus was different, and the people, they sensed it right away. And then on that day, an object lesson presented itself. As if the people were not astounded enough by his words, just then there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, throwing him into convulsions and crying with a loud voice, came out of the man. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." In word and in deed, Jesus' authority was confirmed. Sometime in the spring of 2003, Ashley and I made our way to visit Louisville Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. Though I had originally planned to attend Union Seminary in Richmond, Virginia, I had been made aware of a significant scholarship for which I was uniquely qualified at Louisville, a scholarship that would make a $15,000 a year difference. So we decided to check out Louisville. We got a tour of the campus, and a current student took us out to dinner. And at one point, I had the opportunity to sit in on a class that was in session. It was a New Testament overview class that was taught by Dr. Swords, who would later become my favorite professor on the faculty. The lesson that day was on the Gospel of Mark. And I remember very vividly Dr. Swords pointing out that in Mark, the first to recognize who Jesus really was, the Son of God, the Messiah, were the evil spirits and the demons. And it was an incredible revelation for me. And here, in today's lesson from Mark, we get a proof text. And the Spirit cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Those who gathered in the synagogue that day could sense that something was different about Jesus. But it was the evil spirit who put his finger on exactly what it was. And even before, Jesus had addressed the spirit directly. You see, the spirit knew that Jesus' authority and power did not come from knowing what to say and when to say it, from magical incantations or spells. But rather, Jesus' authority came directly from God, his heavenly Father. In other words, Jesus' authority didn't and doesn't come from knowledge or virtue, but rather from his very identity as the Son of God. The astounding things that Jesus did proved his power: healing the sick, restoring sight to the blind, raising the dead. And for that power, he was rightly popular and was sought after, and people were drawn to him. But it was his authority that captured their attention even more, made them follow and wonder whether he was the one for whom they had waited all of those years. Here at the beginning of his ministry in Mark's gospel, Jesus' authority is on display. First, his words captivate and astonish. He was teaching in a way no one else before had taught. What he said and how he said it spoke directly to their hearts. It was indescribable for them. And then with just 5 words, he commanded an unclean spirit to leave, and the spirit obeyed him, restoring a man to his right mind and amazing all of those who had gathered around. No doubt Jesus had power, but it was his authority that really made the difference. "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Of course, the gospel continues and shares many more acts of power and authority. The question for those who witnessed it was, would they join the unclean spirit in declaring Jesus as the Holy One of God? Would they recognize him for who he really was? Or would his power and authority frighten them? Having read ahead, we know that the answer is both and. Some believed, and some doubted. And some of those who doubted felt their own power and authority threatened enough to conspire to rid themselves of his. Those who believed, they are our forebearers in faith. They may have had doubts, they may have had fears, but they chose to believe in, and more importantly, trust his authority. for it was by that authority that he offered to them life abundant and everlasting. As heirs of that promise, we too have that offer, if we but decide to trust in that authority, to speak the truth in love, to cast out unclean spirits, to heal and to work for justice, and to defeat death. And so as we stand in this synagogue, hear his words ring down and through the ages, and testify to the casting out of unclean spirits in our own lives and in the world around us, well, we too must decide. Is his authority real for us, for now, for all time? Is this Jesus of Nazareth really the Holy One of God? Or is he just another teacher with a compelling message? Just another healer? Just another medicine man? They were all amazed, Mark tells us. Are we too amazed? Or is this just another Sunday in worship? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.